organism. And it was Nimsa the next day, it was Nimsa the next week, it was Nimsa the next month, 6 months later. Maybe that kind of Mugdel is not even possible. So, the Gemara asked the Kashe. The Gemara asked the Kashe. Omer Rabbin and Rabashe Gittin Agoy Mugdel Zayam, the Nirtele Benisni, the Rimote Atishre, Ma'alim Chachom in the Kanton, Omer Rehame Kol Yisrael. So that means that he gets that he is Nirta Avanal of Benisni and Nirta Avanal of Benisni. And then he is sent to a Shriach, Mugdel Zayam, to his wife. And then when does the wife get it? Public Tishre. So that is a Mugdel. But what kind of a Mugdel is it? It's a Mugdel in respect to the Nisine. It's not a Mugdel in respect to the Nisine, because there is no discrepancy, there is no variance between the day that the Zman mentioned in the Gate and the day, the time, when they even chasm. But it's a Mugdel in the Nisine. So that was the Gemara's Kasha, and the Gemara said, Hanukkah is it. So there are three shittos of Rishayim in the Teretz of the Gemara, Hanukkah is it. One pshat of Rishayim is the shittos Arab, and that appears to be the shittos of Tesis too. So one pshat is Hanukkah is it, that it means that Hanukkah is it, that it means the shittos Arab, that the Chachamim didn't pass on such a gate because Hanukkah is late. So it's not likely that he will be able, so that he will be able, now Tesis says, V'yeshli ma'aldi, so Tesis says, Kovin ismu kishereim bizman shezman aksiri yikirim amsire. Isli kovin ismu, umas kadetaya leida yikirim amsire. But there is still a remote possibility that they will not be able to find out to determine when the Messiah was. Even though they see there is a variance between the day of the Messiah and the day mentioned in the Gate. But it's such a remote thing that the Chachomim didn't pass it. And the Chachomim didn't pass it, why? Because we shouldn't do it. Otherwise it would be impossible to divorce a wife who didn't say, yeah. So because of that, the Chachomim didn't pass it. But suppose it is, the Ram says, suppose a get is nichtav, ve nechtav on all this. And then he puts it in his pocket for 6 months. And then he decides, and he petishre, 6 months later, to give it to the Isha. To give it to the Isha. So then the Ram says the get will be possible on the basis of Mugdel. Also because of the aloha of zero shemechapa basachesi. So why by Medina Sayama? By Gena Gom Medina Sayama, so it is kosher because of the call? So many of you say, oh, well, al the Shliach will be called, there is a call. But in this case, even if you do it al the Shliach, as long as his wife is in the same place, and he can give it to her, that, and he can write a new get, so then, if you give her the same get, it will be possible to have on the basis of Mugdel, according to Rav. That's what Rav said. Oh, turn to Rav and read. That is that ches on the dollar. The second line from the end of the Omer, that Chesam Dal. Ufichoch Nirol, the Dabke begitin Avoyin in Zines Hayam. Samche Akule Mishumutine, Udi Chavose Bimashlu Ishget Lishke, Vuelech Vidalke. Vizeo She Iskiki Lerashe Dal, that's on Dal. Yutches, so Rashi says, Dahi Dimashlu Get Lishke, Shuolach Vidalke. So then there is a Nigune, but suppose it's not Olach Vidalke, and if his mashlish get lishtei, the get was nichtav v'nechtam, and all the mitzvot tov shel amites, and then he gave it to a shliach, and then he decided not to give it to all the mitzvot, and the shliach kept it. And then, suppose, on Hei Bin Tishrei, he decides He decides to give it, and he picks it up from the shliach, and then he appoints the shliach. He again tells the shliach to give it to his wife, so then it is possible. With the call. Why? Because even though there is a call, but that does not exclude the possibility that there could be chibur. But vis-a-vis, migalis es ishtei, in dinas hayam, so there would be a minion of igune if he couldn't divorce her with his get. Masha'imkin, his wife is in the same city, and he can go to Bezin and execute and have another get executed. So then there is no tam of igune, so then it is possible. Why? Because of mugdim. So in other words, the shita of the Rami is that there are two kinds of mugdims. One kind of mugdim is if there is, it is a mugdim in respect to the chzim. If there is a variance, a discrepancy between the day mentioned in the get and the day on which they incite, it's nichtav algnissen, v'nechtav basis. Then there is another kind of mugdim where it's nichtav v'nechtav algnissen, and this man is algnissen, but it's nimsav algnissen, so it's also possible. So then you ask every get that he sent from the Zayam, so it should be mugdim nisine. So they are mishumi gunen because al vishliach it has a call, so then it's kosher. This is the Ramshi. Then there is a shittas of shame. That a get that is a mugdem in the misire is kosher without. And the Baal himself can, let's say, if the Baal executed, wrote the get and all the list of human test. And he had it signed by Eli, and now the list of human tests. And then he kept it in his pocket, and then, because he was trying to resolve the conflict, maybe he'll be able to reconcile it. And then 6 months expired, and there are no prospects for a reconciliation, he decided to divorce his wife. So he doesn't have to execute the new get, he can give the get, he can hand over the same get and he will teach that of him man to his wife and she'll be divorced, because the Chachomim only pass it a get mugdem that is mugdem in respect to the chzime. They didn't pass it a get mugdem that is mugdem in respect to the chzime. That is one washing dosh. And then there is a third chike. There's a second washing dosh, that a get that is mugdem in respect to the nisine is possible, but if it is handed over by the Baal directly, but if it's handed over al vishliach, so in view of the fact that whenever a get is handed over to the wife al vishliach, so it has a call, so then it is kosher. So in other words, so you have three shittas in regard to a get that is mugdem in respect to the nisinim. Mugdem in respect to the nisinim. One day is that it's always kosher. One day is that it is always possible, even if it is handed over al vishliach, except in case where it is sent from the Zayam. So then, because of the call and mishubad gunam, so the Chachomim will make it. But if the wife is not in another place, and a new get could be executed, so then it is possible. And then there is a shite that if a get is a mugdem in respect to the nisine, so then if it's handed over al vishliach, so it's alive. But if it's handed over by the Baal directly to the ish, so then it is possible. Now, so here we see from the Rosh Hashanah, so then he says, Hilkach kibushu lemal vishol, amrinu shviyach bosolet. Aber der Tisho, Kesem Nish, aber Kishe Nish Nime, Mishe Mikine, Kmoi Kol Gitin, Aboi Mine Sayam. So Kesem is implying that why are Kol Gitin, Aboi Mine Sayam, Che? It should not be kosher. Why should it be kosher? Because of Mugden. What kind of Mugden? Not Mugden in the Chsine, but Mugden in the Nisine. So Kesem Shite here appears to be in accordance with the Shite of the Ram. That Mugden in the Nisine should be possible. But it's only kosher by getting a boy in the Sayam. Because Mishimigune. But if it's not getting a boy in the Sayam, so then it should be possible. Because because of that possibility. Abu Koshlo, Mihod, the Omar, this is coming from the sea, more to get each of the shoes, man Shabbat, we need other ish, who poor, he claimed, which one was the minister was at each, Rose of his own parents at each, who marked with the cost of the minister, was in the Kukash or the Dean, who Mishane, Castle Mitter, Pamela, Israel, is for the Italy order. But my Koshlo, it's a high price, and the whole thing is a very long, and a much more that can get. הלים צודים ישראלים, פילה הוא דו אמר הישראלים משמע גידו יודע, אבל כל גתנאמרים המסתומנים שנכתב ונכתב, נמצא. So it's not like Rashi. Rashi says that whenever a Nishi produces a get and tries to collect from the Likuches, let's say the get has this man of all of the Nisim, and the Likuches bought it and all of the year. So the Nishi cannot collect from the Likuches, cannot be there with Likuches, because the Likuches can say, you produce a Nisire that will testify in Bezdin that you receive the get before Al-Biniya, that's the date when we bought the pears. So, he's masik. So it seems, from that Gemore, only we get a Nimtza, so you have to be Cheshish. Our whole getting that is not Nisra, Mistom Yim Shemichtar Yachtam Nimtza. So that means if a Nisha produces a get with his man of Al-Biniya, she can be tailed from the Likuches, all the pears that were sold to the Likuches, subsequent Al-Biniya, not like Rashi. So what's the Pshat in the Gemore here? They know you don't have to. At just the scene that the initial bow pairs, just the scene, we would throw the sack with Mammy Yet, which is paired. The baby's mama, the Tommy Gitter, the Besen, or the Aiden, we have to rule the law, shall we see Aiden's gal, so now we see a big Kiddush here in these cases. Cases says, Pshat in the Gemore, because so what initial bow pairs, just the scene is, that Chachomim did not have to be sacked with a corner to protect the Isho, because since the Isho, since the Baal is entitled to Peres, until the Nisine, when does the Baal become divested of the Peres? Only subsequent Nisine. So in regard to the Peres subsequent to Nisine, so the Isho is in a position to protect herself. By bringing the get, let's say, if she received the get analogies, all she has to do is to come to Besdin, then Besdin will give her a certificate that she was divorced and out of the Nisim. Then the Baal sells Taylor subsequent out of the Nisim, let's say on the second of the Nisim, she'll be able to be Taylor. The cook has with that certificate that Besdin will give her. So why would that certificate be effective? Because of Maise Besdin. So that's our loch. If Besdin gives a certificate so it has a bill, then it doesn't have to be based upon the loch of Taylor. But Taylor says not only she can bring it to Besdin, she can ask the Nisire to give her a certificate. What kind of a bill will it be? It will not be my suggestion in the Israel side. So to be Shtar, but it couldn't be Shtar, because Shtar is only when it's Tassim Dasa Mishraeh. Here it's not Tassim Dasa Mishraeh. Who is the Mishraeh? The Baal. The Baal. Who knows whether the Baal will cooperate? Whether he'll tell the Eidim to sign such a Shtar. So we see from Teitzves, so this Teitzves must be called the Mishit of Rabnetar. True, if it's not passing Dasa Mishraeh, it doesn't have a halal Mishtar. So what's the problem? It's with Piksolom. That's Rashi Shite, that with Piksolom is possible. But according to Rabnetar, Piksolom is only possible by Ilan, who is a holy Bilan. But someone who is not in Ilan, and if he writes a Haggadah, Piksar, so it's a good Haggadah. So Mele, even though it's not passing Dasa Mishraeh, it will still be a good Bilan. It will still be a good bill. Now, the Mordechai, the end of Rishi, I mentioned that some time ago, more than once. So the Mordechai, the end of Rishi, mentions a shite in the name of Rabin Avigdor. Now, we have a get. A get is shtakir. But a get is not only shtakir, it serves as shtaraya too. Suppose an ishe, you receive the get. Then she comes to Besdin and she shows the get. So Besdin will give her a passing that she can get married. So it serves as a shtaraya also. So shtaraya also. The practice today is that a woman is divorced and the husband turns over to get to the isha. So once it is handed over, so Besdin picks up the get from the isha and makes a rent in the get, and then Besdin executes it too. That's a certificate that she was divorced. So that's a Maise Besdin. So that's our practice, because Besdin wants to keep all the Gittin in their files, But in order that there should be a simen that she was already divorced, it shouldn't be mixed up we to get the person tried, you know, to be misabe, and then it wasn't even given, so we make a rent, a kara, on the gate, and that is left in the files of Bezdin. And in order that the Isha should have a bill that she can get married, so Bezdin gives her a certificate too. Alright, so the gate that served as Ishtarjinyan serves also the Ishtar. The question now, Ishtabdushin also the same thing. Ishtabdushin also the same thing. Now the question is, can a Baal execute two gittin to his wife? Let's say, can the Baal execute two gittin to his wife? One get will be used as Ishtarjinyan, they'll divorce her. And that get, he doesn't want the Isha should keep all the time. But he wants to execute another get that will be used by the Isha as Ishtar, to give. So Rabbi Avigdor says the same thing in regard to Ishtar Kedushin. Now Kedushin can take effect either through Ishtar or through Keser. So Rabbi Avigdor says that if the Isha is Miskadesh through Ishtar, then the same Ishtar can serve as Ishtarayot. But suppose the Baal is Mikadosh the Isha with Keser, but he wants to execute the Ishtar to serve the Ishtarayot, that he cannot do. So Rabbi Avigdor himself raises the question, how is it that by Momay we have a halacha of Ishtarayot, even though the Ashtaritim, let's say Ishtaravoye, so it serves the Ishtarayot, so he says that actually Ishtar is in Piksovon. So then you ask the question, every Ishtaravoye should be in Piksovon? So the Rabbi Avigdor gives the same tenets as Rambam, because Shtoris is in Zeres HaKosov, because they say Rav Hasein, that's a posik in Yomi, because Vohoi Bein, because Zeres HaKosov Vohoi Bein. So that Zeres HaKosov is mentioned in Yomi regarding Shtori Momi, not regarding Shtori Yisra. So the Mele, but if she becomes Mikud Eshes Al Nishtar, so the Mele, it has a Halim Nishtar, it has a Halim Nishtar, because of the Shtatinya. So maybe it can serve as Ishtaraya too, and now Alochon Pixon doesn't apply. But if he's in Kadoshia to Keser, and he wants to execute Ishtar Bushin, just the Raya, that he cannot do. So then we have the Chisom of Pixon. And even if the Baal tells David to sign, we still have the Chisom of Pixon. So that means, according to Rabbi Avigdor, one could not execute two people for his wife. One to be used as Shtarjinyan to divorce her, and the other one to be used as Ishtarayot, according to Rabbi Avigdor. Because only Ishtori Momin we have Zeres HaKosov of Nasim Vasim Yisrael, just Ishtarayot. So we see the Teisve, the Teisve is Yisrael to Rabbi Avigdor. Why? Because Teisve is that is in accordance with Rabbi Tav, that there is a Aloche of Mit, that Pixovim is also kosher. Alright. Wim Dein. Und Rabbi Yechanan, hey, ich esse jetzt nicht, aber du bist nicht immer, ich nicht, ich bin nicht, ich bin nicht, ich bin nicht, ich schreie, die Vorfälle kann man immer mitziehen, gab ich es nicht allein, aber ich bin auch nicht mehr, wie ich schlimm habe, gab ich es nicht allein, wie bei euch, mich schon, die man, so genau, das ist es, die Kasche, according to Rashi, there is no Kasche, because according to Rashi, the Aloch is, that the Ishi cannot be there from the Kuchas, unless she produces a being who testify when you get, was Nimsan, and we do not presume that the Yem Shemichtav Nechtav Nimsan. Masha'in can call it thesis, that if it's not Nofal, so then we presume, we stop it, the Yem Shemichtav Nechtav Nimsan, so Mele Nisha is always in a position to collect from the Likuches. Even though there was a discrepancy between the Chesime and the Mizine, so how is it that we are allowed to write the get for the husband, even though his wife is not within and the gerush is not taking place immediately? Maybe he will give it to his wife 6 months later, and then, so the Baal will be entitled to pay this till 6 months later, and then, let's say, Tishrei, it will be the Misirei. And then, within the 6 months between Nisan and Tishrei, the Baal sold Peres to Likuches, so he sold it Kedim. But then she'll produce it in Cheshven, and Bezdin will see the Zman of Alev and Nisan, and they'll assume, B'yem Shemichta B'nechta Nimsa, and they will collect Shaloi Kedim from the Likuches. So he shouldn't be allowed to write Ishtar Leib, Ve'achat Bishimau. וישלים גם כי יש תאולי ופה שמן יד מצינה יד ויש לו חושך הזמן נמצא לי מצינה ויש לו ריכוחס שנמצא לי משעס כסילה אבל זה צורכי נמסירה אפילו רבי אדום אני נכסים לקרצה עם רב תם נמסירה אני מדבר שבאו פה רק שני ותרסים ליציקו שיתנו לו ויש ריכוחס של מסגר של מהכסילה ויהיו לו עשרה ימה ומי הוא ממש לגפיש למשמעית לפעמיך שרדיך הנמידה לא עם של פרס, לא עם של מיכה תחליבו שרי עם זמן הקסיבה כדם סירה כל ישראל כי לא אמר בסומוך אגיד נבוי מדין הסיין סו דמרשו נזמידאי תמיד פעם דבר של תסס תסס איזה מי הוא ממש לגפיש למשמעית לפעמיך שרדיך הנמידה לא עם של פרס, לא עם של מיכה why do you say מי הוא ממש לגפיש because it's it's al de shliach because it's al de shliach so mainly we don't so then there is a clear gomo so there is no chashe of pereis no chashe of chippo the implication being that only al de shliach so there is a clear gomo so then there is no chashe for pereis or for chippo mashen kein ligabe the case of case we get leash of the change in May, so then there is a call, but not such a call no more. So then there is no social fairness, because the Likuches will hear that there was, will find out there was sins, every Gereshi is in the presence of Elim Sire, so there is a call, so the Mele, the Likuches will also know that there was a discrepancy between the Ksivas Aget and the Mesiras Aget. So the male, they will not allow the Isha to be taken unless she produces Eidim. So in other words, so in the case of Kesiv, so there is no Shoshim. So where there is a discrepancy, so there is no Shoshim of Peretz, but there is no Kolgomo. When is there a Kolgomo? Only when it's out of the Shliach. So the male, there is still a Shoshim of Mishim Chib. So then, Tesis will soon ask the Kasha. They should be possible because of the Xerim Shem Chippu. But so far, Tesis didn't test the Kasha. Vim Tema. Nicht am Yim Nechtem Alayla, my apostle, who is Lee Kole, Vishleima, Vishay, Vima Kole, Islay, El Shem Garish, El Vishliach. Aber nicht am Yim Nechtem Alayla, Yishlochu, Shem Soi Baatze, Bitzine. What does it mean, Bitzine? Bitzine doesn't mean Shaloi Bifnei. The Masho points out. Bitzine means, in other words, he'll try to reduce the notoriety to a minimum. Not that Uyachishish, maybe he will be Mesia Shalom in the presence of Eidim. That will be Kenegel Adi. But Bitzina means he'll try to reduce the notoriety, the call to a minimum. Lach Bizarre. So the Mele, there is a Choshe of Chib. Will Hochel Imotsa Lishnuye, Gabikasu, Mesia, the Chizise, the Kolis, the Shana Adi, Nagon, the Zayam. So in other words, according to Tesis, there are two kinds of call. There is a call, Eini Gomo, and there is a call Gomo. If he's Migarish al Mishliach, then there is a call Gomo. If he's Migarish al Mishliach, then there is a call Gomo. And if he's not Migarish, if he's not Migarish al Mishliach, but there is, it's apparent from the get that there is a discrepancy between the Ksivas Aget and the Mesireh, so then there is no Choshev Mishim Peres, because the Kuches will tell the Isha, Hobeidi, before you appear from us. But there will still be a Choshev of Chib. So maybe this is the Kashe, Vim Tema, Amai Kitz, Vim Getlish, Leichu Shemot Tivne, Vim Lo Bitzine, Kilo Ach, Bisoleo. So before Tese says the same Kashe in regard to Peres. So Tese gave the Teres, there is no Choshev Peres. Because there is a call. But that call is not a call gomo to such an extent that Besdin will be able to definitely be able to find out the date of Mesirah. So the Mele, there is still a Shoshe of Chibu. In Shlema, in Stome, the Miyad Achar Aksive Yitlo, to imagine for the Nosel in Avshe, to be Shani Besomuch, that we cast the Beis and the Kisses. That we cast the Beis and the Kisses. So Teisa says, we don't have a Cheshish. Maybe he will keep it in his pocket for a long time. So in other words, we might be for us in Nafshe. So whatever he'll do, if he'll do, so in other words, if he has to send it to the Zayam, so then he'll give it to the Shliach. And if you give it al Shliach, so then there is a Kilgom. But, so, from this basis it's Mashma, that the psul of Mugdem applies even to a Mugdem in the Nisine, not only to a Mugdem in the Nisine. Now, the Rosh mentions the 2 days. So, it's Daftali K in the Rosh, the second column, at the end. So he said this part. Vinde, kim di parish, im stam git mi mozul ne ma reis rei, no se git kulo do, im ki nech kis in der Tunisha, wo bishem ish in mei, lei chushe mi nech kribit mi nisim, im na tishre, ki da ikino mi shnai ozi, al kis ish dao lewa, bishem au vime, u mit mi ubi shtora knais, vi ke di shalom dos me zochle, wo bi shalom mi tishe de chilo, vi di shrima, vi da mishna chilo, vi tere mi nech ashtrei, שבי יחדים את מיסים את התשרי, ובשיפון מומי סביצינה, ויאבי שם נמצא מן הקסילה, ואחרי יוצא כל שהקסיל נמצא, סבו נפורי ניקח נמצא להיות מן הקסיל, ומאסר את הילה מראי סראי, אבל גט רגיל עשו, לימי ישראל, בפני עדים, לא אם יבואים לרבז במראי מסיר כעס, דאחי נחסים לסעד ובגט, אחת יבואי עדים שעש מסיר, אחתי לרבי יד במראי מסיר כעס, ירוג לתם לאימא, יבואי עדים שעש מסיר, אתה משפיע על כוח זה שלאי, חימי שעדים שעש מסיר, יכול להיות זמן הקסיל מוקדם, לימא מסיר, מבטי מקולה, שלא נמצא במקסיל, ומאס פדתאי אלוהים הרי שראי מספוקים ביודו. אם מה שמתנהגת ליודו, עמדים על דהיינה כדי לנוסי, תרקיה, לבו דוויינה. ומחי גם למפליד נתקט משטר המוצר פיר שלהם מורסי. וכמה מפורך, מתתנבוי בנס הים, אם היו לי לחכום את הקנטון, ומשן החנה כל איסלי, הוא עדין לכל גיטן שלא נמצא לו עם הקסיבה, איסלי קולה. אלא על שאי אפשר, ממבין בנס הים, תירסלי. ומה שלא אפשר מכל גיטן, That's the first Roshi in the Rosh. That's the biggest one. So according to the first Roshi, the Rosh himself will point out, so whenever there is this man, and then they are in Misire, let's say the Misire is Heidi Tishma. So, and this man is Alubis. So the Misire see there is a discrepancy between this man, the Zman, Ksive, and Chzine, and the Nesine. So the Meile, it produces a call. So since they produce a call, so we don't have to be... So there is no Chshoshe of Hepsi Peres, upon the Shlokish, and there is no Chshoshe of Chippa Achese, according to Rabbi Echel. So that means that as long as there is no discrepancy between the Ksive and the Zman and the Chzine, when the discrepancy is only between the Zman and the Nisine, so it's kosher. That's the biggest quote. Then it says, Iname, Loch, Kitzin, Get, Nisha, Mishin, Ishtime, Mishin, Ishriya, because of Agetkin, Ramsine, Lomag, Mponos, Lenafsh, Beach, Aksiv, Lisi, Yod, Miyad, Miyod, Uyat, Shluch, O Mikabole, Uy, Mishri, Yat, Shliach, Leilichlo, Vios, Avik, Mikit, Nabon, Nezayam, Dizli, Kole, Lifishi, Ishkola, Lichas, Shliach, Uyose, Umida, Yod, Zvaram, Sir, גם זה יישרה מאוכל, כל מסק המושי, יישרה מאוכל, שאולי נמצא בים שנכתב, סולו נזכה שחייתי, אם לא יעד נשליח ללוחה, תהיס לי קולה, אם הוא יעד בר מסלילי, שאולס לי קולה, ויוס לי מיטרף מכוחו של מגדים מים שנכתב. כל מסק המושי, זה יפיתי לו זה יישרה מאוכל, תדגת, הוא זה נכתב ונכתב, אנחנו בניסים, יצנעתי מוקדם מספק ללחסימה, בוא, איתו זה נמצא, אנחנו מסק בניסים, So it is only kosher if it was nimsa on the second nisna of Shliach. But if it is nimsa on the second nisna, only they are bal be'atzmei, so then it is possible. That's the second day. So the first rosh in the rosh is the biggest fool. That mukdem in respect to misire is always kosher. The second day in the rosh is that mukdem in respect to the misire is possible if it's nimsa on the atzmei. But if it's in Mitzal Vishliya, so there is a call, so he moved them in respect to the Messiah, it's kosher. And then there is the Sheet of the Ram. There is the Sheet of the Ram. And from the beginning of the Tetzves, it's Mashma, the Tetzves Sheet is also like that. That even if it is Mitzal Vishliya, even if it is Mitzal Vishliya, so moved them in respect to the Messiah, it's possible. So how is it that Gittin Abon in Zayam, that all the Gittin Abon in Zayam is they get moved them in respect to Nisine? So there is because Mishim Yiduna Akim Rabba. So we have three sheets.
Samach Gimel and Gittin, Vav Iyar Hitov Shalom, a test, May 3rd, 1979, on Thursday.
I will forget at the end of this year. Tomorrow I would like to start the share at 9 o'clock sharp. So it's important that everybody should be here at 9 o'clock. Tomorrow is the share meeting. Now, last time, so someone is not here now, I'm glad. He raised a very strong question against the Mukhiyetze. Now, the Mukhiyetze raises the question in Sanhedrin, so as to why, now here the Gemara says, it's man. The Chachamim of the Sakhi is man because of Basachese, or because of Perei. So that means that in the Raise, there is no requirement of Zman. But the Gemara, the Mishnah in Sanhedrin says, in Echad Min HaMomes, so the Mishnah says, Echad Min HaMomes and Echad Min HaMomes, Tzrich and Bishoch Kira, the Chamed Reis. Echad Min HaMomes and Echad Min HaMomes, Tzrich and Bishoch Kira. So the Gemara is the Kashi, if the Mormons require the Shechkira, so why do we say, why does the Mishnah say in Shviz, Shtorchei Lamidon, Psumim, Lamchorim, Shevim? These are the night of Yom the Shechkira, and Lamchorim, and Shevim. So you want to get there, because Dvar Tei Yom HaYachad in Mormons, Lachim Poshet, the Shechkira, Shana Mishnah, Lachim Yilachem, Umat Ha'am Mormu, the Mormons, and Bidin, the Shechkira, Kidei Shoritin, and Delas, and Yom. So, it's a special Takonis Chachom. So we show you by the moment it's all right. So it's after the Nefkia. But Gittin, so that means that in the Raisa you get without Zman. What does Zman mean? That's the Rishi Ochtire. There is Yain, there is Yishor. So without Zman, so you get to propose with the Raisa. So why does the Gemara say that it's only because of Asachilse, because of Peirex? With the Raisa you get to propose. So in Geisa gives a very strange, he mentions a very strange Kiddush. He says, the thing of Nami, originally the Raise, so a get without Zman was possible. But then there was a Takon in the Demes, relatively early Takon, with the Chachom or Misaki because of the Din of the law, and also because of the Bune. So in the Mele, they were Mafkia, the requirement of the Rishi Ochtire. So they were Mafkia by Getu. By then, it's not a million shall be developed in Rome, but because we should be doing. But the same Takonim that the Chachonim enacted in the Romanes, they also enacted in Gittin. We should be good. That was a relatively early Takonim. So they were Mafkia the requirement of the Rishuch Kirin by then. Then, later on, so the Chachonim made another Takonim that the Judeb's one. In other words, so they made another takonah that they judeb zman because of Shemuel Yechavim Basachis. But it doesn't mean that they repealed, the Chachomim repealed the original takonah of Afkim Rabon Dishnei. Because if the Chachomim, on account of Basachis or because of Peiris, the Chachomim repealed the Afkim Rabon Dishnei, so then it should follow that after the Chachomim or Misaki, Mishim Basachis or Mishim Peiris, so then it must have the real Zman. Beis Shmita, Beis Shonon, Beis Chedesh, Beis Yehi Boshavua, and Beis Shor. But the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says that even if he didn't mention which day, he didn't mention which month, he didn't even mention which year, he mentions which Shavua, which Shmita. It's a period of 7 years. So, Ahanel Kamel, Ahanel Basrei, that wouldn't conform to the requirement of Rishuch Kirei. So that means that even after the Chachomim enacted the second, the relatively Takonim Ucheres, they did not repeal the Afkin Ra'adushim Nei. The Afkin Ra'adushim Nei remained. But they require a Zman because of another time, because of Pasachensei. So really that means, suppose there is no Zman, so then it's only possible to have law. So that's the Mishnah. Shoyish of the Yisurim, this is Agvat Kosher. If the Pshat had been that the Chachomim, when they enacted Zman. So they, in effect, repealed the original Takana of Yom Roshmanei. So then it should be what we write it. So the Vlad should be in Mamzer also. So in other words, so even after they elected the other Takana, they did not revive the Dinderais. They did not revive the Dinderais. But the Jews enacted that there has to be Zman. But if there is no Zman, so it wasn't our own. And if there is a general Zman, even though it doesn't conform to the requirement of the Jewish Tire, so it's for sure down there, even that one. Alright, so the melee, the question was asked, it's a very strong question. So, how does Rabbi Yochanan say that the Chacham Mo Misaki, in a later generation, Zman Shibazachim say, if prior to this time, there was a Takonic Dumi that dispensed with the requirement of the Yishev of Kire. So in the Mele, there couldn't be any Chikwa Basachitim. Because after the Takonic Dume was enacted, so then a get without Zman affected, of course, Bushma Freya. So that means if the woman committed adultery in order, and then in Nisan, in order to protect her, the husband gave her a get without Zman. So our Kedin, it will be retroactively determined that she was not a Shish. So she's not Chayeres Misei. So how does he say, Tichnu Zman, Begitten Kedish Mechabas Kedin? Once the Chachonim were Mafia Bekdushim, so a get, in any case where the husband gives her a get without Zman, that determines retroactively that she was never a Shish. So maybe she's not Chayeres Misei. So what kind of a chippu is it? Chippu means when someone protects her against the din. When now din she's chayeres misei, and he makes believe, he misleads people. The husband, by giving her that get, misleads people, so that the Sanhedrin are deceived, and they think that she was already in knuye in the time of this news, when in effect she was a shishish. But here, if he gives her a get with his mom, so then he will not be able to do the chav. So he will only be able to protect her if he gives her a get without mom. If he gives her a get without mom, so suppose the chachamim wouldn't have enacted the requirement of mom, so then she would be retroactively determined that she was not a sheep, so it's not chayav. It's a very strong chav. Now I thought about it, but I think there is a good terrence. Now, but you have to turn to the Gemara. So the Gemara Daf Lamed Gimel. So there is a the Chachamim were misaki. Rabbi Gamliel was misaki that when someone appoints a shliach and he wants to be mevatel the shliches, so he cannot do it unless he is mevatel the shliches in the presence of the shliach. But in his absence, he is not allowed to be mevatel the shliach. Why? That was a takon of Rambamir. What does Dikneyo mean? So one of them says takon of Rambamir, one says takon of Sakunes, whatever it is. That's a takon of Sakunes. So there is a machlekin between Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel. Suppose he was with Bato Shoy with Nashiach. Is it effective there, Rebbe, or not? So Rebbe says, because with the Rai said, you don't have to be with Bato the Shlich as that in the presence of the Shlich. So with Rabbo or not? So there, it's me good. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, "Between so the more the kashe, you should make a best the offer that you need to see Slaone." So the more says, in explaining Rav Shimon Gamliel, "Hey, called him Kabei Shaddai to the Rabbonon Kabeish. We have Kino Rabbonon Likdushim. We have Kino Rabbonon Likdushim." So in other words, so according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, if the Baal appointed someone as a shliach, and then in the absence of the Shliach, he was mevatel the Shliches. So it's ineffective. So in other words, if the Shliach hands over the get to her, even though the Baal is mevatel, so she's mekoreshes, and she can get married. But how is she mekoreshes? The Rai said, the Shliches was borrowed, so the get was not handed over. Because I didn't want the Shliach. So in other words, so it is determined retroactively in such a case, that she was never Mekudeshes. שותי זה סליקה שהיקשה הרב רב שמואל. היקשה הרב שמואל, אז מה מגיעים עומד על? אם כן, אחד דאוב עשה אחרי ניסי, וכשיובו יואים של זינסו, ינשאו הסודד ויבד אותו מפני שליח, ובד כדושים, ונמצא שמפנו יואו. So maybe everyone will be Eve one's wife was Mizane, so the husband would be able to, after his loss, he'll be able to be Mechavya Pana. How will he be able to do it? He will give her a get, he'll execute the get. Then he'll appoint someone as a Shliach to hand over the get to her. Then after the Shliach left with the get, he will be Mavrashim. And then the Shliach will not know about it. So the Shliach will hand it over to the Yishu. And but then he will produce evidence that he was Mevato in the absence of the Shliach. So the Melee will be determined according to Shin Gamliel. It will be determined retroactively that Akim Rabban Dushimene. So the Melee, she will not be Chayav Sviz. So in other words, so it's what's the Kashi, so not be Chayav Sviz. So what's wrong? So this will not give a missy. She's not Hayeres missy. But, so the Kasha of Rabbi Shmuel is, but that might provoke Znus, in other words. In other words, they will not be deterred from committing adultery. Then the Kasha of Rabbi Shmuel. The Emeri doing Goshi. The Emochu shall teach him Chapa Leo shall be Gidin. Abo Loche Gidin Mechapa. We're not worried about that. So if the Baal will do that, so that will mean, that will be a little trick to manipulate that the wife who normally would have been hired, he said that it should be determined that she's not hired yet. So there is not. So that the Chachamim didn't care. This is what the reason is. Then Teisa said this. Rabbi Tam said this. Then, this is what the reason is. Then Rabbi Tam says, Umashimich, you can have a basakhi say, Virgin Mamzer in the toil, I have no shoykah, Miss Habe, when Makin on Pushine, you're not going to also have on him, no longer with that. Shall the car, you place his soil, he puts his bar rights. I will go on the show, Miss Habeka, Lord Hashimon in the heaven with toy. So Rabbi Tam gives another text. He says that with regard to the Kashi of Rabbi Shmuel, it's probably Rashbam's Kashi. So according to Rashi Gamliel, so the Baal will be able to be Mechatra Basachim say, and what is this Kashi? But Rabbi Shmuel will also have to agree that she will not be Chayeres Nisei. But in other words, they will not be sufficient deterrent against Moses. So he says, and the Tam says, no, there will be a deterrent. He will not be able to be Mechata Basakhese. Because when were the Chachomim Makia Kiddushin only in the case where he didn't do it deliberately, but in the case, should use their own takonis as an instrument for their own ulterior and sinful motives. So anyway, the Chachamim were misachin according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Chachamim were mafkia kedushin, if the Baal was mivatel the shliches and the actions of the shliach without any ulterior motive. But in a case, if it is shown that the Baal was mivatel the shliches and the actions of the shliach with an ulterior motive, deliberately in order to manipulate our prosecution, so that in such a case, the Chachamim were not mafkia kedushin. So the Mele, she will get missing. So the Mele, there will be, so it will not be used as an instrument in carrying out their own sinful desire. Oh. So, the Takome was a Chachomim, the Lord with Takome, she will get cast in the place, his soil put in the eyes, Avo, in Bowman, we shall miss Havita, we Hashino in the Hemitai, but in the Hename, if he did it, not even ulterior motive to protect her, but they did it for another reason. So, but it happened that she committed adultery. So then we don't care. I mean, why should we care? I mean, so then it will be determined retroactively that she's not hired at the conference. So there's nothing wrong. But in the case where it is done for the purpose of carrying out the sin, we have cleared the bar. Did it for the purpose of protecting sin, so then the Chachomim were not Makirish, a contrast. And the Yisrael, a contrary, so the Chachomim were Makirish, even in the case where the Baal did it with that motive in mind. So we have to say, in order to answer that question, we'll have to say that Mukiyesev will have to agree with the Sheikh of Kamatan. We'll have to agree with the Sheet of Hamatan. So in other words, that when the Chachomim are mafia kedushin, so the Chachomim don't apply this prostitution to a case where the Baal did it deliberately in order to manipulate a prostitution. So the Mele, first there was a Takonikdume of Akin Rabban Pishun. Then in the later generation, in order to prevent the Baal from protecting his wife against news, so Mele, the Chachomim won't be, so that the Chachomim won't be sacking, the Chachomim won't be sacking, that there must be Zman, because if there wouldn't be an Zman, if there wouldn't be an Zman, so Mele, we are afraid, let's say, if the woman committed adultery in order of Tokshin Lamites, so then the next day, so the husband will execute a get, like without man, at all, and there is no requirement. Prior to the enactment of the Takonim Ocheres, there is no requirement of having his man. So the Mele, the Chachonim or Misaki in Takonim Ocheres, that the get has to have his man. Because if the Chachomim hadn't required Zman, so then the husband would be able to use that as an instrument in sin. In other words, because if a woman was a tutsi and she committed zinus, and so in order to protect her and to allow her to be a tutsi, so the after she commits adultery, the husband would give her a get without Zman. And that kind of get is all right. And then, when Aiden testified before Sanhedrin that she committed adultery and confessed there, so then she'll produce a get without Zman, and she'll tell the truth. That get was executed at our mission. But what do you want from me? It's your own fault. The Chachomim are mizakim. Akin rabonon lekdushimene. So in the melee, I am determined that if you hear my prayer, I'm not higher sneezing. But I'll be deemed she is higher sneezing. Because when were the Chachonim according to Rabbi Tam, when were the Chachonim Mafia Bedushin only if the Baal didn't do it deliberately because of that acquisition. But if the Baal does it, and the basis of that acquisition, in such a case, the Hachamim will not mark the Yerushim. So Mamela, that means that the get is no get because of the lack of Mishav Tirek. Because Midir I say, et Maktor. So now what it was, a get without man is null and void. Then there was a Takonik Dumer, we don't know when that Takonik Dumer took place. But that was a relatively Takonik Dumer. And the Chachomim of Misakei, that in the Baal, gives a get without man, so it's a kid of Mishav. So then the Chachomim realized that in certain situations, this takone of Afkora's mission will be used by unscrupulous people as an instrument to protect women against sin. In other words, let's say, suppose the woman committed adultery and Choftes are there, and then, so the Baal will give her a get and out of least the next day, and won't put it in his mouth, and that would be all right if there hadn't been a requirement of putting his mouth. So Mimele, when they testify, she'll produce the get, and that will determine retroactively that she was never in the Shishis, but the Chachomim will not make the Yidushin in such a case. So Mimele, in such a case, the Chachomim will not make the Yidushin, so that means that the get is bottled with the Reinze, in the getting bottled with the Reinze, so she needs higher than Smith. But basically will not know about it. So the melee, he'll be able to protect her. But what Ishmael is telling you, that the Baal didn't even get without man, deliberately, in order to protect her. And then, so what Ishmael will be telling you, that she's not in the Reshes, and that she is in the Reshes. She is higher than Smith. But basically will not be telling you. So because of that, the Chachomi enacted that he gets a statement. So that means, so we'll have to say that the Yitzchak will have to agree with the Shite. We'll have to agree with the Shite of Kabbalah, not with the Shite of the Ri. And the Pshat of Shemich HaBas, they say, is not as we are all accustomed to explain. And that's probably the Pshat according to all the Shemim. Except in case, well, the Yitzchak, Shite is a straight Shite. But the ordinary Pshat of Shemich HaBas, I think, is that perhaps she'll commit adultery before she is divorced, and then she will be divorced, and the Sanhedrin will think that she was divorced before the news, when actually she became divorced after the news. That's the ordinary pshat. But according to the Yitzchak, the pshat Shemini Chafi is that maybe the husband will deliberately give her a get without smile in order to manipulate that position. But then it will be the Golub Rav Ishmael, that the Chachamim will not maftia the Kedushin in such case, according to Ramotam Shite. But Bez Sanhedrin will not know about it. Sanhedrin will not know that it was done deliberately. So the Mele, since Rav Ishmael is telling that it was done deliberately, so the Mele, there was no after the Kedushin. So the Mele, she was an Eshishish, but the Sanhedrin would know about it. So because of that, the Chachamim will not be satisfied. I mean, it's that's not the ordinary pshat, but according to the Yitzchak, we have to explain that way. Now, I just want to mention some rabbis in Israel, but it's not sound. So he mentioned a certain, I don't want to mention the name of the rabbi who happens to be a big Talmud Chacham, but he just made a mistake, so I don't want to mention his name. And so he suggested a takone to be misakin the mamzer. Misakin mamzer. In other words, to appoint a shliach and then to be mivakish. But that wouldn't be an eitzeh because the Gemara only says it alibe the rabshim gamliel. Alibe the rebbe. So he says that people is good, but when is Bitoy Mivudbo? Only if he was... Only if he was Mivaka Bifin Bezin. Because Babishay Yoi is a Bezin Mivaka. Then Ram Gamliel was misakin takone that you cannot be mevatel with the Beis Din. You have to be mevatel in the presence of the Shulchan. So in a case where he was mevatel with the Beis Din, but not in the presence of the Shliach, so then there is a machlokes between Rebbe and Ram Gamliel. So Ram Gamliel says bitle in the Gudel, and Rebbe says bitle in the Gudel. Now we pass like Rebbe, not like Ram Gamliel. But suppose he was not mevatel at the Beis Din. Now there is a machlokes between Rab Nachman and Rab Sheshes. What is it mean between the Beis Din? So Rab Nachman says bitle beis, and Rab Sheshes says bitle gim. We pass like Rab Nachman. Suppose he wasn't mevatel at the Beis Din. He was mevatel with the Echol. But we know that he was mevatel. So then, even according to Rebbe, the beetle is no beetle. So why is the beetle no beetle? The beetle is no beetle. So according to Tesis, Midraise, the beetle is a beetle. The beetle is a beetle, even if he was not in battle with the Beis. Not only if he was not in battle with the Ashriach. Even if he was not in battle with the Beis, but with the Echot. So according to Tesis, the beetle is a beetle, Midraise. But with Rabbonon it's not a beetle. So again, the kasha is, according to Tesis, how can the Chachomim say that the beetle is no beetle and she is Midrashes, and he will be Matir and she is Laome? So again, according to Tesis, it's on the basis of Kin Rabbonon. So according to Tesis, we have a retinze of manipulating Kin Rabbonon, even a little bit. But according to Rabbonon, and even if he's in the bathroom with the Bez, but only with the Ashriach, it's a Kin Rabbonon. According to Rebbe, according to Tetz Veshite, Alim the Rebbe, so he is Mibatel, Shalom with the Bez, Shalom with the Bez. So then, Midraise, the Beetle is a Beetle anyway, but Midrabonon, the Beetle is no Beetle, so it's on the basis of Akin Abinji. So one of the leading Rabbonim, so he wrote an Eitzel to be Isakin Mamzer. In other words, if a woman, let's say, got married, remarried, let's say, without getting a get, and then she had a child through the second marriage, which is not a marriage. So, and child is a mamzer. So to give, after she had a child, so the child is a mamzer, so that the first husband, to prevail upon the first husband, he should give her, execute a get, and then he should appoint a shliach, and then he should be the battle of the shliches in the presence of one, not the presence of two. But this has so many series. First of all, it is told in the Machlokes between Rabbi and Rabbi Tam. So according to Rabbi Tam, so the Chachomim will never matkia l'kiddushin if the Baal deliberately did it in order to effect the Yaakov's mission. So in other words, in any case where the Baal is mevatel, according to Rabbi Tam, so in any case where the Baal is mevatel, the shlichas, deliberately, for the purpose of affecting, manipulating that first mission, so that in such a case the Chacham will not matkia l'kiddushin. So it's only about the Reed, that's one thing. But then there is a machlokes l'shem. Tetz Veshita is that he now even read it. So that people shall be between Beis, shall be between Beis Din, is a miracle, so it's only on the basis of Takon and Akin Rabbon Bishmei. But according to many of the Shemim, if it's people shall be between Beis, then the Rai say the people is no people. Because just as we have a halacha of in Dobah Shebe'al, or Pachas Mishnayim, the Kim Adon, in Kedushin and in Gereshin, and in the Minu of Shliches, and according to the Raimed, it applies even to the Minu of Shliach Liloch, according to the Rambam, so we need to aid in the Kim Adon or the Minu of Shliach Likabor, but the Minu of Shliach Liloch only needs to aid in the Vur and not the Kim Adon. But according to the Raimed, it requires to aid in the Kim Adon or in the Minu of Shliach Liloch. And the Bitwa Shite is, like the Raimed, and furthermore, the Bitwa Shite is just that the Minu Shite requires to aid in the Kim Adon. So the Bitwa Shite is, of Ishliach Lochet also requires to aid in Kimato. So in Mele, you have to be Mitzari. You have to be Mitzari two Sveikis. So you have a Svek Svek and Lechumnes. How can you rely on it? Well, anyway, I just wanted to mention. Alright. Now, Reb Chaim raises a question against the Nukhiyesev. The Nukhiyesev says that the reason is why is a get without its man. His kosher midraise is because of acting rabban dushmanei, so there was a tachanuk dum that dispensed with the requirements of vishuchirei. So Reb Chaim was the question, all right. So that's all right, he's up against acting rabban dushmanei. But what the Gemara says, that shtar shichur also requires man midrabon. So that means midraise prior to the time the chachonim were misakei. Prior to the time that the Chachonim were misakei, so then you couldn't, so then Ishtar Shichur without man was kosher. But it should be possible in the Raisa because of the Rashi of Chachonim. So Mishra in the Gabi Gerd, we say Akin Rabon Bishmei. But how can we say Akin Rabon Bishmei with Gabi Ishtar Shichur? So we could say with Gabi Ishtar Shichur, so we don't even have to say Akin Rabon Bishmei because the Odin Hell is a key moment. The Odin has a key moment in the Eved. The Odin has a key moment in the Eved. So the Chachomim were mafkid in such case, if someone had an Eved night, and they gave him Shtashir, that had no Zman, so it's a key, through Hefker, Bezen Hefker, the Chachomim were mafkid, the key moment, that the Odin had in the Eved from the very inception. In other words, when did he become an Eved? Either he or his ancestor became an Eved Naimi when he was Megayah himself in Shemar. So in other words, originally he was an Eved Oro. So, and then he was taken in Shem Geus of Mavdus, so he became an Eved Naimi. So the Chachomim and Mekiyah to have Kebez and Hefkiyah to be Mavkiyah to be Mavkiyah. So you say that the Chachomim, according to Yosef, the Chachomim, in such a case, the Chachomim were Mavkiyah or Mavkiyah. The key moment that the Odin had in the Eved. If the Chachomim were Mavkiyah, the key moment that the Odin had in the Eved, so there is Deus lacking in that Eved, Lishim Abdus. Because he didn't realize Deus, Lishim, real Deus. But he realized Deus, Lishim, Lishem Deus of Abdus, Lishem Abdus. And since that the Kei Eve ultimately, this Eved gets Ishtar Shichur without Zman, then it's Hefker Bezen Hefker, the Chachomim or Mavkia or Mavkia, the Kei Momin that the Odin had in this Eved. So in Mele, the Deus Lishem Abdus was not Chal, and Deus Lishem Echirin never took place. So it should be determined retroactively that he's going. So how can he be considered after he gets the Shtar Shichur that has no Zman as a Gerbamu, as a Bechir? That's Reb Chaim's Kashi. לכן קושי, אני מבריאס, מאוד איזה שום, די בשרשיכו ובינון זמן. ואהבי מדרייס את בינון זמן משבו של חילה. ואם כן הוא אבד גומו מדרייס עוד בו, ובהוא משאר את הוא שבא בכי יסף, משבו להפתים רבו לעד לפני. ואהבי אם גם אבדינו, ויות את מעמד קרב לי, ליצור את יצ'יכו. ואם נעימה, די אבדינו רבו לעד לפני, כמו שהוא אוהב את נעימה, ואהבי הוא מפקיע, פו הפקה בזנפקע. So they were מפקיע בכי ימומי, למפקיע, אם כן אם כאן גילוס כבר. ואהבי עצמי רק לשם אבדוס, ולא משם ישראל. וחוסר לי, כבול עשה ומצווס, הלי אגים ישראל ולא יבעבודי, וגם בין כהגירוס חוסר לי, הודו של ישראל, ובין כאן אבדוס אין כאן גירוס כבר. וכאן רון, דבישור של משחר, לא יבין לו דייטה, ומדביר לי איזה בלכור, ובאס הרבה ושם, אם תפילו עשו, אינו אלו מדברי, ומוקי איזה פסור משפילים. That the second תפילה, is only the Avon. Why doesn't he require a tefillah in the Raise after he gets a Shtar Shichur? After all, the original Geus was the Shem Avdus. The answer is because since there was a tefillah in the Shem Avdus and that Geus is also Mitzvah Geus. So in Mele, he doesn't require in the Raise a new Geus. It's only the Avdus is Me'akim. But if Besni will be Mavkiya, if Besni will be Mavkiya or Mavkiya, The king of Momen. So then it will be determined retroactively that he never became an Eved. So maybe there was no Geirus Mishimatus, because Geirus Mishimatus is only how Eve at the very outset, the Odin had a king of Momen then. But even at the very outset, the Odin did not acquire a king of Momen then. So there was no Geirus Mishimatus, and Geirus Mumon never took place. So Mele it should be determined that Akhlaikul is a boy. Why is he considered as a Mechel? It's a very strong card. Now, so we have to give it carrots in Geiser. There is no doubt in Geiser, was the siyatas of this difficulty. So we have to say, Adar. Now, Kabchai mentions, Udas halbe yom sheni, tfilo zu enu el midevrei, hushike izet. Who she brings it, that the tefillah, that the second tefillah is only Rabban, that happens to be that kid of the Yisrael Shem. All the other Shem say that after the Eved gets a Shtar Shechu, so he has to undergo another tefillah. Because the original tefillah did not endow him with full Bishas Yisrael. The original tefillah represented only Mikzas Geirus, as the Rabban calls it. So now that he gets a Shtar Shechu, so he has to have another tefillah in order to become a Gergom and to become endowed with full business. That's the shita of Moshe Rabbeinu. But the Rambam shita is that since the second tefillah is midraiseh, so the second tefillah can only take effect subsequent to the shechu, but not prior to the shechu. And the shita of Tetzis is that the Eved can be taken himself even before he gets Shtar Shechu. But both Tetzis and the Rambam agree that the second tefillah is midraiseh. However, in Geiser Shita is that the second tefillah is not even required midraiseh. Midraiseh doesn't have to be taken again. Why doesn't he have to be taken again? Because he was already taken. So what's the pshat in Geiser? So the pshat in Geiser is that the tefillah, the Geiser, every time someone is taken Shemalus, so he goes through a process of Geus, and he's becoming mitzvahs also. But of course, he's not mechuyev in all mitzvahs, but he's becoming mitzvahs, and he's staying. So the shite of the Nukyesev obviously is that the Geus Shemalus constitutes full Geus. The only reason as to why. Geirus, he doesn't become a Yagomo, is because the Agdus is the Akhir. But the moment he gets the Shtar Shechu from the Odin, so then the Agdus is Poka. So the Mele, he becomes a Yagomo as a result of the Geirus Nishimatus. It's not that the Geirus Nishimatus is incapable of endowing him with full Bishas Yisrael. According to the Rambam, we have to say that the Geirus Nishimatus can only endow him with Mitzvahs Bishas Yisrael. And when does he become endowed to the full Bishas Yisrael after the second tefillah? So maybe according to the Rambam, Mr. Chaim himself points out in another piece. So let's say, suppose an Eved got the Shtar Shechu from the Odin, but he wasn't tailoring himself. And let's say half a year or a year elapsed, and he still wasn't taken on himself. So the Agdus B'Kawach is a poka, but he will not be mechuyev the mitzvahs Shazmankon, because the mitzvahs why an Eved is poka of mitzvah Shazmankon is not the same way as an Ishe Yisidur. An Ishe Yisidur, because an Ishe Yisidur is a special Mitzvah Zakosho. An Eved, if vis-a-vis the mitzvahs Shazmankon, so he lacks the Gdushas Yisrael. So in order to become mechuyev in Mitzvah Shazman Kone, so he has to undergo another Geirus, another tefillah. That's according to Rambam. But according to Geiser, that the second tefillah is only in the Rabbanon. So that means the moment he gets the Shtar Shechu, he has full Bishas Yisrael. But at the time when he was Mizgayel Shemabdus, he did not have full Bishas Yisrael. So the answer is, the Geirus Shemabdus in itself is sufficient Geirus to give him full Bishas Yisrael too. But the Agdus was the Akim. But the moment the Agdus is spoken, so the Mele, he acquires full Bishas Yisrael.
So the melee, according to what Yehi said, very strange. So we'll have to say that every time prior, that when the Orden gives the Eved Ishtar Shichu without Zman, so then the Chachomim were mafkia the king in Romain, that the Eved, that the Orden acquired the Eved at the very outset, when the Eved was stable in Shemadus, so they were mafkia the king in Romain, so that means that the Makreya, he was not an Eved. So then the Kasha of the Chayim is, if Mashreya is not an Eved, and he never realized that it was Mumor, so the Melech should be considered as a Goy. The answer is, so he said, Udas, Kalman of Rishayim, Tfilah Zuhayim of Rishayim. The answer is, who is the Rishayim who say that Tfilah Zuhayim of Rishayim, Mieitzev? So the Anarako, the Mieitzev of Shitosev, since he says that the Tfilah is only Rabbon, that means that the Gevus of Shemartus is a sufficient Gevus for Gevus Mumor too. But the only lack is the Arbus. But if for some reason he will not be able to become an Eved, he'll become a Yisrael Gomor. So maybe here, the Chachomim were Mafkia, the King of Momen, Limachreya. So maybe the same Geus becomes retroactively determined as a Geus Gomor. So maybe he will be determined as a Geus Gomor, Limachreya, according to this. All right. Now, the text says, Eikur, Mishwaki Shalom is Tatsiri, Peirush Misha Tatsiri. Now, the more I say, Kash. Omer Abaye, Rabbis, Gimu Dikusuri, Vidis Nabat Kosher, Mayu Yu Hakomi with a canton. Mayu Yu Hakomi with a canton. So, you know, the Teresa, Anu Hatu, you know, then the more is an Anshad. Gazu is Mountain Day, Vidavan Delay, the old man, Omer and Rama the Hashino. So what does Rashi say? The Rama the Hashino. The Ramboy is Kose, Shunika, the Nigre, will have been in his yard, will be Hosho Rabonon, will be Hosho Rabonon. So in other words, so it's still Rohim Hachon with the Kaddish. It is still Rohim Hachon with the Kaddish. But all the Shemim say in the name of Rashi, and all the Shemim say it that way, that it means that because the culture of the Gemara was, why should the Chachomim be Misaki in Zman? Why? Because of Shemun Yechade, or Basachinzi, or because of Pelez. But if the husband would be able to be Yechade, or Basachinzi anyway, so why would the Chachomim come to him? So they shouldn't be Misaki. They couldn't accomplish Monofia. If the husband would be scrupulous, he'll be scrupulous. If he'll not be scrupulous, so even with the Chachomim, he'll still be in a position to be mechaber basachinzi by cutting out of his mouth. So then the Chachamim shouldn't have been misaki because it will not accomplish anything. It will not accomplish anything. Or let's say, why should the Chachamim be misaki in his mouth in order to protect the Isha against the loss of Peres? He could affect a loss of Peres to the Isha anyway. So maybe the Chachamim shouldn't have be misak in Zman. So the Moshe Tzitzis is no. The Ram of the Kashim. So the Melech, the Chachom would be the Kashim. But suppose he did cut out his mouth, suppose he get his mouth. And then the Baal cut out his mouth, then it will be possible. This is the Shita of Moshe Tzitzis. However, Rabbi Tam Shita, the Shem mentioned the name of Rabbi Tam, he says no. That the Pshat in the Gemara is Gazil is Zman today, the Yavin Elay, my Omale, Ramay Lechashinon. Ramay Lechashinon, so it means, since we're not Rishish that we do such a thing, so Mele, as long as this man was put in originally, even though the Baal afterwards cut it out, so it's not possible. And that's the Shita of Rabbi Tam, and that's the Shita of the Ramon. פרקאו נתגיר שם עוד רחובו. חותך ממנו הזמן, ונוסנו, אוי שלוי כוסה, שם היוי, דאו בשם שפשינו אישינו, מחיל שפרים, מחיל שפרים, מחיל שפרים, ולא יזכיר. החיל שאתם כוסה בשבוע פרים, אני לא תורמי, He didn't mention the money. He didn't even mention the year. He just mentioned what he did. Such a wild, a broad man. So, so it's kosher. But the Rambam includes, together with Bojis Kirachirish, Chotach in the Nazman, the Nostrovo, so then it's kosher with Ayin. It's not even possible in the Rambam. Omar Kosovar Ayinza, Chotach in the Nazman, the Nostrovo, the Chathile, we did not say, Shal and Shrish and Jim Suri Muzi. So the Rambam agrees with the sheet of Moses. But the Shita of the Rambam, he didn't mention the name of Rambam, and the Shita of the Rambam means that it's if he wrote this man, and then he cut it out, so it's not even possible. It's not even possible. Alright. Gazo is Mabiyavele, man. What do I say about that? Gabriel, the people of Mabiyu, she should make an effort. נלך לגב די מורד, ופורך יורג ירשני, נאמה לי מורד, ומשל הוסו בעצור לידו כוסה, לא יפשו לי ראשון לקונטר, די מורד לא יקטרינו לו, נוכנים בחסד איזה שיש, אבל גם די נתיק לזמן מדי יחויה לו, די מסווי כאילו יקטרינו לו, השני תיק לזמן, די מורד לא יסמוי כאילו בחסד איזה שיש, ויקטרינו לו, דו רחם אשמה, די כזה מזמן, לא יקטרינו לו, די קורמה, והיו לך חומר מתקר מטון, ודי רק לבד לפורך אורך אלו מנדומה, משום פייר. אלא אם נגיד אורך נגיש, הוס ובעצור מפני קוס, הגד בו להציל לו אידו אלו שנפרשת, וכך יראו למחק הזמן כספו שניפצו בכך. אבו אמס, אם מוכת לו לקבלים לו, הוך אלו חי לידו קוס, כלים הרבי שמוי לחי לו אית שמשבשת, ומוכת לו לזמן, ומוכת לו לזמן, so, תגמור אס תקש, ג'וס את החכון לו מסעקים זמן בגד, ג'וס את החכון לו מסעקים זמן בשתשיחו, וואי לא עוד חכון מסעק עם זמן בגרושים. Now, just, I mean, this is just a parenthetical remark. I mean, according to Kiese, so, when the Gemara says that the Shtar Gushim without Zman is kosher, so according to Kiese, it means it's kosher, because we are all it's kosher. But vis-à-vis Gushim, we have no difficulties, but with the Reise Shizah Mishish. So if the woman would become a Kodeshah, through Shtar Gushim, that has no Zman, so it's kosher. It's kosher with Amr. It's not even possible. But she is not considered a Nishishish with the Raisi. She is only considered a Nishishish with the Rabbi. According to Adam Shein, as Rav Chaim says, because the Gemara is kasher, the Gemara is kasher of Shtorechim al-Mukhori is kshayri. Shtorechim al-Mukhori is kshayri is because Shtores do not require. Shtores are not subject to the requirement of vicious killers. Because vicious killers is a halacha in Kabbalah sense. But Shtores are mufke of the requirement of Kabbalah sense. So that means Shtar Gushim, the Chachomim on Akmisakim Zman is Kosh Abseh and Shishish in the Reise. So there is such a big Nakimine between Mugiyiz and Nadarshi, Shtar Gushim, without Zman, whether she is in Yukadesh in the Reise or in the Rabbah. But anyway, the Gemara says that Shtar Gushim doesn't require Zman. So it's kosher even without Zman. So the Gemara asks the Kashe, why just the Chachamim on Nisak, Zman by Gush, Ali ben Rabichen, did in order to prevent the husband from protecting her against news, so they should require Zman by Gush also in order to prevent the husband from protecting her against news. Let's say she became Kodeshis in order, and then she committed adultery in order. But if there wouldn't be, if there is no Zman, if there is no Zman, so she'll say, I became Kodeshes later on in Nisim, when in effect she was an Eshishish, so the Chachomim should be Misakim Zman. So the Gemara says the Chachomim will not be Misakim Zman, because it would be futile. Because what? Who should keep the Shtar Gushim? Who should keep the Shtar Gushim? If we tell, I mean, who should keep the Shtar Gushim? The Ish. It's her Shtar. It's given from the vow to the Ish. But then, so if she does commit news, so she'll just suppress the Shtar Gushim. Or she'll erase it. She'll suppress it, or she will erase this man. So what's the purpose? So what's the purpose of being Misake is Malibu. If Malibu is Malibu, he will not know if he will pay the rest of the year. He will not know if man. So the Gemara says, Mishim do yepsha. Hey, Chalei, Linche gabli do mochle, Shem evayit is man. Linche gabli dey, Zimu basachinzi, Umichapa lo. Linche gabli eini, Ivi skira lise do lise, Viloi zimu nchole miksobe vose lise. So because of that, the Chachonim will not be sake is man. So Rashi explains, the way Tesis mentions Rashi. So, in other words, Linche gabli do mochle, So the Gemara asks, So what was the purpose of being misaking his man in Get in order to prevent the husband from protecting his wife? But what if she, does commit adultery, so then, and she knows that this man that is mentioned in the Get is out of the list and she committed adultery out of this or that. So all she do, she'll cut out this man, she'll raise this man. So, she'll raise this man. So the Gemara says, no, there she's not going to do it. Why? Because the get is for her own atzor. Because of the get, she's allowed to get married. So she's not going to erase or to suppress the get. It's not for her advantage, the shtabushin. Because the shtabushin is expressive of the fact that she's a surah. So in many ways, she might have a motive to suppress it or to erase it. So Rashi says, Loi koi she pierce the confess, di mokali kakrilei, di mokali the chiskes ishishish. In other words, get is latzol in dekos. So she is not induced, she is not disposed to erase this man. Because if she erases this man, then the Sanhedrin will meet out to be say against her. So that's inconceivable, Tesha says. Because how can this be? Meet our police against her, the rest doesn't know if, let's say, Achoftes or there, when she committed adultery, she was already miguresheth or not. So even though she has a get, and Besdin sees that the get, this man was cut out, or this man was raised, but you cannot meet our police on the basis of circumstantial evidence. So anyway, how can Rashi say that Vikatunimo, Elmo in the Dorch, Also, it's a problem to go say, Bolatima, who don't know she regret, who can't be able to make as well. He's full of shins of the car. Our aim is, he mocked away, we can't be no longer. Do go say, you might be sure in the Haimo, or the Hoyt, you could dash it, you mocked away this man. Now the question is, what's the sheet of Rashi? Rashi is meaning that if, let's say, a woman will commit adultery, let's say, I'm a disorder. And then she'll produce the evening calm, let's say, on the fifth of Nisan, they testify before Sanhedrin that she committed adultery on Choftes Oder. And the Isha will produce it yet without his man. So then Rashi is made, even according to Tesis' interpretation of Rashi, that Bezdin will not be able to meet out Isha against her. Because since she has it yet, so we cannot say she has Cheskas Shishish. And so when the Shire is, did she get divorced in order or she got divorced in Nisan? So we should say that she got divorced later on, only today she got divorced. That we can say by Yisur, but we cannot say that by Nefoshes, because something Nefoshes is awful. So Rashi is made. But in case where the Isha produces again, and then Bezdin sees that its man is already stuffed out, so that is the Raglaini Dokko. Why did she call it out? Why? Of all things, she called out that. So that's the Raglaini Dokko. That this man that she cut out was indicative of the fact that she was still an ishishish at the time and of Tesod. That his mom was probably subsequent of her. So because of that, we need our reason. But how can Rashi say that? If Rashi is made in case where there is no man, we don't apply the law of Chazok. Just as we apply that concept of Chazok in Isuri. And even when it's Ruol Yifaneinu, so, and the question is, did the Chazoke terminate a month ago, or the Chazoke terminate only today? So we got in Yisroel and we say the Chazoke, the status quo terminated only today. That we cannot do in respect to Gershon. Because, so why should that? But, in case where the Sanhedrin do see this man fall out always, then it's an Aguayo. But how can we meet out this on the basis of Aguayo? We cannot meet out this on the basis of Wunderness. So Tinsley says, also much on the door for say, I get more at you, or she pressure. We got here, we got as long as we got. However, the mortal way, we got more. The door for say, we got a vision for the high hole, or only keep the dishes, we mock him is man. I think that we can read in Rashi also this. Now let's see the motion of Rashi in Rashi. Rashi doesn't spell it out that where the Isha, that when the Isha produces a get, and Bezdin sees that the get, this man, the get is raised or cut out, so then the Sanhedrin reads out his sentence. Rashi doesn't spell it out. This is the way things is understood in Rashi, but let's see the motion of Rashi in the moment. Latom in Bekos, the Lekel in Mechaz, the Mortele, the Riose Sade Bizinso, Ilon Maise Stone, the Gamashe in Kame Oche, Moikmino in Heskas is a Shish, Umino Ilon Tikin Abons Man, Avon Mozilla Hayor, Umisweka with Kapuno, Avon Hashe Tikin Abonon, Ilon Maise, Mukmino Hazoke Kapuno, so Rashi doesn't say, I Mortele, I Hazinon the Mortele. Lizman Katunlo. Rashi says, Abel Hashi didn't abon Iloy Mansele. If she doesn't produce the get, then we give her missing. Rashi doesn't. Why doesn't Rashi say, Immortal, Hazinon, the Mortale, the Ganisle, Lizman Katunlo? That Rashi doesn't say. Rashi says, Abel Hashi, the Titan Rabonon, Iloy Mansele. Iloy Mansele, if she doesn't produce the get, Mokmino Hazoke the Katunlo. So Rashi emphasized, Iloy Mansele. But he doesn't say that Igaius, he has in on Igaius his man. He has in on the mortal his man. That he doesn't say. So it appears on the culture that Rashi agrees with this. That they know about me. Rashi also, that if the Isha, let's say, if Aiden can testify that she committed Zeus, and her testing sin, and let's say she produces a get, and then Bezdin looks at a get, and they see that this man is cut out, or this man is raped, so then Bezdin cannot meet out with against them. True, we have suspicion, it's a suspicious circumstance, but on the basis of wounded of circumstantial evidence, we cannot meet out with, we must be a right way. But, Rashi says, we don't have to be afraid lest the woman will produce the get with this man raised. Because Rashi will explain it the same way as this is. The Isha, she is not so knowledgeable. So the Isha, in her way of thinking, so if she will produce a get, and Sanhedrin will see that this man, of all things, that piece of paper on which this man was mentioned is cut out or erased. So in her way of thinking, Bezdin will meet out. Because she doesn't know. She doesn't know the allowance of the process. So, as things are different. So, the Isha will think that it wouldn't be to her advantage to produce the gift with this man cut out. Because she's afraid that if she produces the gift with this man cut out, so then she will get the gift. So, what is that?